Hey guys, what is going on with Italy's volcanoes? It seems they're one after the other is rumbling and wants to erupt or is erupting. Now, are they all erupting now? We've seen increased earthquake activity at Vesuvius. I mean, Campi Flegrei has been rumbling and has everything increased. I mean, if you follow my channel, watch these videos. It's a potential super volcano that scares the out of me, if you know what I mean. More than 3 million people are at risk in the greater Naples area. But then we have an eruption at Stromboli, where they're saying it's out of the ordinary, something we have never seen before. We have Etna erupting. And then in these Aeolian islands, we have another one acting up. Its name is, funny thing, Volcano. And if you look at the map of these Aeolian islands, so many earthquakes there. It's all rumbling. So this volcano guy also seems as if something's on the move there and something's coming up. So is this one erupting as well? But let's have a look first at Stromboli, because this is the one that is really giving scientists some concern that something bigger could happen. Stromboli is still active. You've just seen my video, probably, if you are a subscriber or a regular viewer, about its rumbling at Campi Flegrei, the super volcano south of Naples. But Stromboli is still emitting high gas emissions and lava flows with spectacular pictures and videos that I want to show you in today's video. So where is Stromboli? Many people of you have asked. Again, tell me more about Stromboli. So before we get into the volcanic activity there, Stromboli is a small island in the Tyrrhenian Sea. It's basically just off the coast north of Sicily, about 200 kilometers away. And it hosts one of the three very active volcanoes in Italy, Stromboli, named after the island. Basically, the volcano is the island, and if the island grows, it's the volcano that makes it grow. Stromboli is one of the 8 Aeolian islands that are off the coast of Italy. Basically, it is a volcanic arc north of the island of Sicily. And where does the name Stromboli come from? It's derived from an ancient Greek name, Strongule, which was given to the island because of its round swelling form. Of course, if it's a volcanic crater, that makes sense, right? Usually the island's population is between 400 and 850 people, so not too many, but at times there can be up to 1500 tourists on the island. So Stromboli has erupted many times in the past, and it's basically constantly active with minor eruptions. These eruptions are often visible from many points on the island and the surrounding area. That's why the island has the nickname Lighthouse of the Mediterranean, because something's always glowing there. And especially if you're in a boat, you can see spectacular views of what's going on there. But right now, they don't want any boats near the slide of fire. That's where all the lava and the rocks and the debris is coming down. And if there is a collapse of the crater rim or something like this, it could cause a tsunami. So you don't want any boats, any tourists on the island. They have stopped the ferry traffic that brings people to the island. They don't want to create a second white island like in New Zealand, where they were shipping the tourists by boat on this island. And then there was a phreatic explosion, which killed people, burned people. It was terrifying, absolute disaster. So that's why they're careful and they're right to do so. They have also raised the alert level. And unfortunately, when there was an eruption in 2019, one hiker died because it was kind of explosive, sending volcanic particles and rocks at high speed into the air. And that hiker was hit by these rocks. So together with the University of Firenze and other laboratories, the Italian Institute of Geophysics and Volcanology, of course, is monitoring what's going on in Stromboli, and they're sending their scientists out there. That's why we have images of yesterday when they were inspecting the slide of fire, how it's called. And it's amazing, right? You see how everything did come down here and how a constant lava flow is still meeting the sea. And that's why you see that whitish smoke there, because if lava mixes with water, it produces like explosions and gases, sulfur gases, chlorine gases that can be very, very toxic. And if you look at these pictures, you can see that it's coming from above, that red river of lava that is basically flowing, sliding down the slide of fire. And then there's another picture here where you can also see how it's coming down. It has really built like a little bit of like a ravine there where it's coming down. And then on this picture, of course, you see all the white steam when it is hitting the water. It's quite impressive. And also a little bit higher up, you can see that there's the red glowing lava. And this is all coming from basically the middle of the volcano crater. Like Stromboli, the crater is about 900 meters high, and this is about 480 meters or something, where these vents have opened, like cracked open, and now the lava is coming out from there. The lava that is flying into the sea from the fire slide is basically creating some new land, so to speak, some kind of delta when it's flowing into the sea and then it's hardening, it's cooling down by the water. But it depends. We will have to see how long this will last because it's so fresh. And, you know, if the eruption is not getting more intense or will not last very, very long, it's very likely that it's probably over time being washed away again by the waves and by the sea. They're saying they don't want any tourists. They don't want any drones, any private drones flying there, because they don't want their scientists, drone and helicopters being impacted by some tourists or other reporters or journalists. But it seems if you look at X or Facebook or the internet, there's so many videos of Stromboli where you can clearly say, okay, this has been taken by boat. So the boats seem to be near. I don't know if they're patrolling with some Coast Guard ship around the island to prevent people from doing that, because there's a reason why they don't want the boats there. There's definitely still a risk, because if you watched my last video about Stromboli, the activity is above normal, and they say they have never seen anything like this. What has been happening basically since July 4th, when we had the strongest eruption. So they acknowledge, yes, it's erupting all the time, but this is abnormal. This is more intense. That's why they are worried that there might be a stronger eruption that might follow. And then there's a lot of problems that this can cause: partial collapse of the crater with a big, big landslide that can cause a tsunami. And if there's a tsunami for the people that live on Stromboli, if you're then at the coast and not in higher ground, you have only have a few seconds until this tsunami comes. But it also sends waves further to the other islands as well. I mean, the pictures that are there that have been taken from the sea, they're absolutely stunning, because you can look directly into that little ravine that has formed and you can see where the lava is flowing. So they have also conducted new geophysical and chemical analysis, and it seems that the earthquakes and the earthquakes activity in this area are at moderate level. That makes sense because it is coming out, it is erupting, right? There's no pressure building up right now, and magma has found its way to the surface, so it doesn't need to break new rocks or find new areas to come out. So that's why the seismic activity is probably quite moderate. So at the moment, we don't have any more like explosion or like these strong emissions, strong gas emissions, but the emissions of volcanic gases are very high. They were at a very high level of sulfur dioxide at 556 tons per day. That's quite a lot. The carbon dioxide emissions were also high at 1,455 tons per day, and the thermal radiation reached 589 megawatt. These data basically are what you would expect when you have an active lava flow of this size at a volcano. What comes with this lava flow also is a high level of landslides or rock falls, debris coming down the slide of fire, older debris from previous eruptions, loose rocks and stuff like this, which can increase like the tsunami risk as everything slides down at once. Today, a new bulletin came out about Stromboli, about basically all what happened in the last 7 days. And an interesting picture is here. You see like a thermal picture of the crater, and the main central area of the crater is what you see in green. And then you see what's called area N, N1 and N2. And what they were observed is there was one vent that was located at N1, the N1 and N2. And then they said that the explosive activity that was observed had varying intensity from low, that was less than 80 meters in height, to medium, that was less than 150 meters in height. And then they also did observe splattering activity. And basically, this was something they already saw on July 2nd. What they're saying, expected scenarios, what could happen again, is they're saying the typical type of activity that we're seeing at Stromboli is of very high intensity, accompanied by openings of effusive vents, as we have seen, with lava flows and also slope movements of emerged or submerged portions of this Schiara del Fuoco sector, the slide of fire. So this activity can also be accompanied by fallout of volcanic products of varying sizes and the possible ignition of fires, rock collapses, or debris avalanches along the Schiara del Fuoco. Tsunami waves, hydromagmatic explosions with the diffusion of toxic gases along the coastline. And they say it is not possible to exclude the occurrence of explosions of greater intensity than ordinary. And they already said what we've been seeing here in the last week is out of the ordinary. They have released a graph here for 2024 that shows the average hourly, daily, and weekly frequency of what's going on in that crater area and the total of the explosive activity of Stromboli. On top of this graph, you see where it has been observed, like area N, area CS, total area, and how it was observed. But what is basically interesting in this graph is the right side. This is the level of activity from like low, medium, and high. And you can see these graphs are going up. And the green bar, that is basically the typical average level of explosive activity at Stromboli. And so you see, if you go from May to July, where we are right now, it has definitely increased. And if you look at this thermal image again, on July 3rd in the afternoon, we had at N1, for example, that was the peak of an intense lava splattering activity. That's the northern crater area. That was followed by a landslide of the external portion of the cone that has built up there, this splattering cone. If lava comes out, it builds up these cones and craters. So that did slide down. They have basically given here the thermal images of how this has evolved from A to H, how it started small, and then how it was building up that cone, and then basically when everything collapsed. And then here in this picture, you can see really the thermal images compared to the real-time images from the eruptive events of July 3rd into July 4th. And then they have released basically a graph here that shows the seismic activity from June 1st until now. And the top graph is basically the average tremor amplitude that did start from June 1st. And then you see then there was in July the eruption, and then the seismic activity really goes down the curve. And then the bottom graph is basically a closer look specifically at last week. So you also see it's coming from very high tremors before the eruption. That was your warning time. That was the indication that something's coming. And then it goes to low seismic activity because the magma's already flowing out. Then they have released a map that shows the epicenter of all these earthquakes. Of course, it's near the crater, or it's in the middle of the volcano of the island of Stromboli at a depth of 1.8 kilometers. And then there's two sentinel pictures that show a partial picture of that lava field. So you see how glowing red it is. Really, really interesting to see that. And then if you scroll through X, there's a few postings where you see that tourists were in the area. They were probably far away enough, at least in this picture here where you see them from the boat. But you see how massive it is and how impressive it slides down into the sea. So there have been more pictures that have been released by the INGV about the fire slide and how this looked and how it was going into the sea. And there have been some postings with some pictures of how it was looking at Stromboli, the ashes that were coming down on the streets, and how this was impacted. And it was kind of when a car was driving, it was making everything cloudy and dusty. And you can also see it on the roads, the white stripes there, they're covered in ashes that are coming down. And then there's some pictures of scientists of the INGV and the University of Firenze. They went there to basically observe what's going on. So they went on the crater to have their measuring stations and their equipment. So they took these photographs. So those guys are quite daredevils to go up there, because you never can be sure what's going to happen next. And another interesting video that is coming from the INGV staff and the UNO and Dynamo projects is really a close-up of this lava river, how it is flowing. And there you see how that lava basically burns this ravine and making it like its own little slide, like a pipe, so to speak. And then it's using that pipe to get down in the water. So very, very impressive. And you know, it looks like it's cooling off there at the top a little bit, but you know, you can never be sure. Don't be fooled, because it might be solidifying on top, but underneath there might be an active liquid flow, and it is still flowing into the sea. We remember in Iceland there was this problem. The lava looked already black and solidified, and then all of a sudden a red hole opened right at the defense wall of the Svartsengi power plant and the Blue Lagoon, and then was really splattering in there. So you see it's moving, it's red, it looks a little bit as if the top is solidifying, but it's still creating this steam. There is another guy that has basically taken a picture, it seems, from the sea, from a boat. Hopefully not too close. Maybe hopefully he was able to have a good camera and zoom in. There you see the massive cloud that's getting up on top of the volcano, but also the darker clouds where the lava and the material is sliding down the slide of fire and into the sea. And then interesting post that I found, I think this was 2019, when there was a boulder very, very close to the slide of fire, and then all of a sudden everything was sliding down, and they basically said, don't underestimate the volcano. I mean, look at this. This is like a sci-fi movie, like an end of days movie, how this massive, massive ash cloud with particles and everything, how fast it is moving and basically following that border there. And I have to say, in real life, when I think about it, the only time that I can remember that I have seen something like this is when the World Trade Center towers were coming down and the people were in the streets, and then this massive ash cloud with particles and debris was coming towards the people. But this one is even darker and looks really, really evil when you look at this. Although, of course, the 9/11 cloud was more evil and more fatal, of course, but you don't want to be anchoring in your boat there when it comes. And now you understand what they're saying with the tsunami waves and why they don't want, they say, if you're there and you see an eruption or if you see a landslide, get away with the boat as quickly as you can. And you see, that's what these guys are trying there. So guys, that was a quick update about what's going on at Stromboli. Check out my other videos. Interesting update about Campi Flegrei and other earthquake swarms just going on. It just doesn't stop. So check out that video. It's in the end screen. And if you want to learn more about what's going on in Italy, check out my playlist. And of course, subscribe to my channel. And it would be awesome, guys, if you could give this video a like to push it out a little bit further. And I think something's crawling on my back. I don't know. I'll finish this video and then I really have to scratch hard. So guys, thanks so much for your support. I'll see you very, very soon. Bye-bye. It was just the tag of my shirt. Stupid blonde. I should get out of here. Bye.